We go inside sports medicine. We do it each week. It's brought to you by Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, supporting all of our area athletes. They're out at the games taking care of elite athletes. They also take care of weekend warriors. Don't let an injury keep you from doing the things you love. If you're not in the best shape when it comes to injuries, you want to see the orthopedic experts. They'll help you stay in the game. Learn more about Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center online, bhosc.com. Founded in 1976, specializing in what moves you. Athletic trainer at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center is Paul Richter, and he joins us on Fox Sports Rapid City. Paul, it's good to get you back on. How are you?
Good. Good afternoon.
I appreciate the time. It's interesting now. High school football and high school sports season is underway. The fall sports season's underway. And it, something jumped out to me. You know, when I played, and I'm not too old, Paul, but I'm going to date myself. When I played, there wasn't that many trainers around. There wasn't that much going on. And I'm not that old of a guy. You guys are out there. You're at these games. And first and foremost, when did this really start to become a focus? Athletic trainers, medical professionals at the games.
Well, as far as high school goes, probably the last 20 to 25 years, there's been athletic trainers in at least the AA high schools, the bigger schools, and it has now reached out to some of our smaller schools as well. But college has been a little longer. They've had athletic trainers on the sidelines of football games and basketball games and so forth.
By the way, my question is, how important is that role? You're an athletic trainer. You've been there, done that, continue to do that. How important is it to have a trainer at a game? Because I hear a story, down in Mississippi, there wasn't a trainer at a game, and things went really, really bad.
Yeah. You know, we're a unique allied health professional that our education and our skill set is one that allows us to deal with all aspects of athletic injuries, from prevention to emergency situations, to skin disorders, heat illnesses, to concussions. And we work really closely with team physicians and local physicians to help these athletes out. So it is really important to have us out there. I wish we'd have an athletic trainer at all high school athletic events. But, you know, sometimes it's not financially doable for some of the smaller schools. But it is getting more and more. They're seeing the value to have us out there.
I know that. Paul Richter, he's an athletic trainer, Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center on Inside Sports Medicine. I do want to touch on this. Even though you've been out at games, and it's been happening for a while now, it feels like it's even more focused on, maybe from the coach's standpoint of, less coaches trying to take care of medical things and more trainers and professionals, right?
Yes. I mean, I think it's a good idea to separate those two. And that allows us just to concentrate on the health for the athlete and the coach is just the coach. And that takes a tremendous amount of pressure off coaches. You know, is that kid ready to go back in there? You know, where we're at in the game and so forth. And that stuff we don't think about. We just think, is it safe for this kid to go back into competition?
Has there been a concerted effort, Paul, from the standpoint, though, of education for coaches when it comes to working with trainers, when it comes to working with sports medicine professionals? Has there been a little more effort in coaches learning about the partnership?
Yeah, here in Rapid City, I've worked with the area high schools for the past 20 years. So it's, you know, early on when I started, yes, there was an education process to show them my skill sets and what I could bring to the team and the value of it. And, you know, when I started, there was always seemed to be one coach at every high school that was kind of known as Doc or, you know, a nickname of some sort he used to take care of everything. And so it was a growing process. You know, I kind of moved in and they kind of went back to the role of coaching.
Paul Richter has been an athletic trainer, Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. He's out at the games taking care of the athletes, and they do an outstanding job. What's your nickname at the games? Boss? Would it be Boss?
No, nothing fancy, just
okay.
Richter. That's
all, right.
That's all I get. That's
all right.
Pretty boring.
Inside Sports Medicine, appreciate what you do, keeping the athletes healthy. Thanks for coming on, Paul. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having us.
All right. Paul Richter, athletic trainer, Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. It's Inside Sports Medicine, important, and it's brought to you by Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. Again, the orthopedic experts taking care of your athletes and taking care of you. If you want to continue your active lifestyle, don't let an injury slow you down. Founded in 1976, providing care to patients in the Black Hills for over 41 years. Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center.